RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, we're hanging out at the Nest down here at the Signia Hotel right next to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where tonight it all goes down. Falcons taking on the Rams, 8:15, and Drake is questionable. We're going to get to some of the other injuries as we talk about tonight's contest. But Mike, man, what a crazy weekend. We're going to be here until 4, guys, as we get you ready for all the pregame shows leading up to tonight's contest with the Falcons and Rams. But what a crazy weekend, man. And, you know, the weekend brought a lot of stuff. It brought more losses for our Hawks. It brought the Falcons into the news cycle with a story about Matt Ryan, which we'll talk about. And it also brought Georgia Tech, who got a chance to play their bowl game, a lot of fun this year, but certainly didn't finish the season the way they wanted to. We'll get to all of that, guys, in this week. Is a huge week in considering that it is the college football playoff. And, Mike, I know we're going to be off, but we'll be back on Friday.
Right, to talk everything that happened Georgia and Ole Miss in the rematch down there on Bourbon Street, man. It's going to be a blast. And all these games that are so compelling, these storylines, I mean, football is king. I mean, the NFL weekend, like I said, we got a lot to cover in just 2 hours. Some amazing games. Just when you think you saw the best game of the week, hold my beer. Then the Bears and the 49ers put that out on tape last night. Great stuff.
It was. And look, we love offense. And that game last night, it went back and forth. Multiple lead changes. Big plays. Purdy played well again last night. And look, that's why I said to you a couple of weeks ago, I think Kyle Shanahan's the coach of the year. With what they've been able to overcome, and if they win out, they have a chance to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. Meanwhile, tonight, guys, here's the kicker for tonight's game as we talk about the Rams coming into town. And Mike and I will talk more about, you know, obviously this Rams offense, which is number one in the league, and what Matthew Stafford has done. But the crazy thing Mike and I were talking about before we came on today is we should be here, because if we win tonight and we win next week, regardless of what happens between the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Panthers win this division. And basically, we're trying to win out, obviously for pride and, more importantly, jobs on the line. We know Ra wants to finish with the 4-game win streak. It'd be nice.
Right.
But I'm looking at this, and Mike, you said it, that the winner of this division is going to be probably an 8-9 team. And this was by far the most winnable division in football this year.
Right.
And we blew our opportunity.
You know, it kind of has been ever since Tom Brady retired, if we're honest. We just haven't been able to put things together. We had the cap situation that Fontenot inherited moving forward. Though we had some teams under Arthur Smith that certainly, you know, we thought had a fighting chance. But the quarterbacks were just terrible. They just didn't have the quarterback. Now we got a defense which may set a team record for sacks. And we're going to still be on the outside looking in. We had Cousins in Penix, and we thought we'd have that, you know, set up that we'd never have to worry about the quarterback situation. We'd have to, you know, so much of that. No, not even close. Not even close. Now, the good news is we are getting the offense on track. I don't know what this, this consulting firm that's looking at the team thinks and looks at. But you and I were talking before the show. First game of the season. If you had a field goal kicker, maybe we go to overtime.
Yes.
Maybe we win the division. Think about that. It's going to come down to you guys not having the kicking. Not having the kicking game set up. That's Fontenot. That's Fontenot. Now, people want to blame the coaching staff. We'll try to get some clarity. Who picks the kicker?
Who picks it?
Right? But that was one. That's just one game. Then we had the blowout in Carolina. Okay? And that's one where the offensive coordinator goes, hey, maybe I should be on the field with my quarterback who's like a rookie. Yeah, great idea. Then you got the Carolina game. Everybody says, you know what, Ulbrich, I want Ulbrich back. Ulbrich gave up 448 yards passing to Bryce Young in the rematch with Carolina. That's where you lost your division, boys and girls. We could go over, Carl, Jets game, Colts game in Berlin, Patriots, all these games where coaches or players screwed up. But, man, it's got to drive you crazy. It drives us crazy.
It does.
To know we should have won this division.
Guys, the Jets, understand this. The Jets don't have an interception this year. Not one. That's how bad the Jets have been. And, you know, Aaron Glenn came out yesterday. He questioned his team's effort. Today he came out, kind of backtracked on that, Mike. That organization is a mess. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is simply to say we lost to them.
Right.
We had an opportunity. And that's another one that just sticks out. So as we get ready for tonight, Rams come in here, guys. We know they're playing for the number one overall seed in the NFC. They are a 7.5-point favorite against the Falcons tonight. As far as the injuries, Mike, Drake London, knee. He's questionable. But everything we've heard is he will go tonight.
I don't think he was close to 100% last week. And you kind of saw it. You know, body language-wise, he just didn't really look comfortable.
Sure.
But and he took a hit where Bijan kind of ran him over, you know, in the Arizona game. And he also kind of had some hard contact with their secondary. So, look, he's going to go. It's a Monday night showcase, and he wants to be up for that game. As Bijan said, the juices are flowing when it's national TV.
Other injuries, Mike Hughes is out, guys, with an ankle. And meanwhile, while we're talking about the Falcons, and we want to dive into this because we want to get your opinions at 404-726-0929. You hit us up, okay? Want to hear from you, because all I heard when I tweeted this yesterday was, this is the best idea ever. This is great. Matt Ryan's going to come in here and change everything. The fact that Matt Ryan reportedly has been in talks with the Falcons about a potential role in the front office has everybody buzzing. Look, the game is the game tonight. And if we were playing for a playoff opportunity, Mike, maybe I'd feel a little bit different. But this is front and center. Because if you want to talk about changing this franchise and what it's going to look like for the future, who has a say, how much power that individual is going to have, how much power is Matt Ryan, if he decides to do this, is he going to have? And Mike and I discussed this on our pre-show. It's called Behind the Scenes. You can check it out digitally everywhere you get podcasts or everywhere you get a chance to visit 92.9 The Game. And Mike, I said today, the thing that astonishes me is there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, this is it, Dukes. Half of you folks didn't like Matt Ryan when he was our quarterback. And now you think he can come in here and finish or at least fix the organization in a way that's going to turn things around? This is not a shot at Matt. I'm simply saying for all of you who are so desperate right now for anything with this franchise to do right, you are willing to go, yes, Matt Ryan's the answer. By the way, no executive experience, no personnel experience. He's just a really good quarterback that's going to the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. But the funny thing to me, Mike, is when he was our guy, many of you didn't even like him then.
Right. That's where it goes back to the post-Mike Vick world and Matt never being appreciated in this town. And we've talked about that at length. And I do agree. That's part of it. I also think the level of frustration with this organization right now is like maybe Matt getting to be a voice from the outside coming in with some eyes to really look at the real problems and really say, look, this is blanked up. This isn't being done right. I played at the high level. I'm a former MVP in this league. Now, the one thing I would say is John Lynch, he made the transition to TV. He did TV for a couple years. Then he got...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Into the front office. Now, I know San Francisco hasn't won, but my God.
The Super Bowls.
They're in the mix, okay?
Yes.
I just want to go, they didn't win anything. I go, you want to put Terry Fontenot versus John Lynch?
Not even close.
You lose that argument. You know, and whether Shanahan has been, you know, over, well, guess what? That's called working together. That's synergy. That's a true collaboration. Shanahan and Lynch, all the crap we heard about with Arthur Smith and Fontenot. No, that was not synergy. That was a train wreck. And whatever this is with Raheem is not working either. So now you get to Matt Ryan. Okay, what is it? Number one, is it simply Arthur Blank realizing, you know, he's just taking it in the shorts week after week in public opinion here. And this is just window dressing, and it's a public relations move, and Matt's going to be a consultant. And I know, how much do you move to being a consultant where you can't work for CBS anymore? So does Matt want to do this? Does Matt? Because, look, we said it. Elway, great. Lynch, great. Matt Millen, horrible. Ozzie Newsome, really good.
Yes.
But Ozzie, you know, because he was black, had to go take 10 years to get there. You know, he could just plug in back then. It was the time and the place.
It's the truth.
Just keeping it real.
It's the truth.
You know, he had to come through their system as a scout, personnel department guy that eventually became the general, and one of the best general managers in football.
Ever. And you're right, Mike. They didn't hand him that opportunity.
Right.
He just kept picking guys and giving opinions on guys, and all of a sudden you build these championship caliber teams, and everybody goes, who the hell's picking all these players? That dude. He's behind it.
Right. He was the one that signed off on, if you're going to go with Lamar Jackson, you're going to build it around Lamar Jackson.
That's
now, they haven't reached pay dirt as far as a Super Bowl. But, I mean, but that's a guy who – that's the old school way. Lynch kind of shows you can plug in with the right coach, the right place. 49ers have been really – they're an elite organization. We're looking up at them, guys. You know, Elway. No, Elway, look, it is what it is. He picked some really awful quarterbacks and it took a minute. He had to go, you know, basically twist Peyton's arm. But he did win a Super Bowl as a general manager.
What do you guys think? Is this the answer? And by the way, I'm with Mike on this. Look, I'm not criticizing the idea that if this is real and they're talking to him and it gives you another set of eyes, great. But I'm also a realist in knowing that this doesn't completely change the organization internally, because there are still forces within this organization that will have a say, that haven't left, that are still sitting next to Arthur Blank.
Right.
And until that changes, I don't know how much of a say a former MVP quarterback that's one of the best to ever do it is going to come in and be able to say. 404-726-0929. But it is interesting, and it is fascinating that they're even exploring this opportunity. And to Mike's point, I'm Matt Ryan, and Mike, you said this last week, he's really damn good, guys. He's good at being an analyst. I mean,
right.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Like, everybody just thinks most of these guys suck, because it does take a little work, effort to understand how to translate all that knowledge into being, you know, as far as communicating that to the public. He's done a really good job. And, Mike, I've watched him twice, you know, this season and the games he's been on. I've enjoyed him. And you came back last week and like, dude, he's as good as Brady is right now.
I said nothing against Nate Burleson, who's really good too. But I just like Matt as the QB. You don't need three guys in the booth anymore. He was doing a pretty good job breaking it down. First off, he's likable. He's personable. He's an intelligent guy. He can cover all the angles you need. And, yeah, his voice doesn't make you want to, like, you know, cover your ears. Unlike Tom Brady, who looked like a bad guy in a James Bond movie yesterday.
He did.
I mean, seriously, what is he, Dr. No with the one glove on? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. Anyway, but yeah, I think Matt has a future in that. And it's a great job. You get to, you know, you call your shots. You know, you get paid a million dollars to do that. Be a GM. It's a thankless job. It's a miserable job.
I'm with you. You know, and by the way, you start screwing these draft picks up.
Correct.
All these Falcon fans who love you, Matt, will be hating you in 2 seconds.
And I said this earlier to Carl. I said this on our pre-show today. Matt Millen was the best John Madden impression out there. Remember all the guys who took over?
Oh, yeah.
Matt Millen was really good as a color commentator. Then he got to be the Lions GM, and he put them back a decade, how bad he was. Drafting wide receiver after wide receiver was a blank show. You don't know. But I'm not saying there's any rule or an absolute that we know for a fact Matt can or can't do this.
I agree. All right, man. What do you guys think? You like this idea? You think this is the answer for the Falcons? 404-726-0929. We're getting ready for a big Monday night contest. Rams in town to take on the Falcons. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at the Nest.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.